Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. You're tuned into the hit show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. Now, get ready to shine with your host, Kelly Wadler.
Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. Happy to hear you or be on the radio with you right now. It's also President's Day, so let's hear it for our presidents and a big election coming up at that, Ive. Not going there today. Anyway, you are listening to Shine On Radio. This radio show is all about helping individuals celebrate who they are, and I invite really awesome powerhouse speakers who have found their shine and have found their passion in life, and we can learn and benefit from how they did it and what their skills are. So today is a really awesome, awesome show, and we're talking about a topic that is coming to the surface now, and I truly identify as one of these people, and that person is a highly sensitive person. Ever since I was a child, I felt this way, and for years, I would fight it, and I wished it wasn't so. I have a memory. I was thinking about some of my memories as a kid of feeling overly sensitive, and I had this memory come up when I was in this art class, and I did the wrong step in this pottery lesson. I ended up painting the pottery before it went in the kiln, and because I had done something wrong and I made a mistake, I took it so seriously, and at the time, and still happens to me now, I started crying, and that led for me to a hyperventilating situation. And the lady who was running this program for the little kids, you know, saw me, and I guess I cried a lot, and she was like, "What's the matter?" And I thought she was coming up to give me a hug, but she instead like lifted her arms up and then slammed them down as if like, "What are you crying about again?" And I have that memory still ingrained in my head and my body. And I bring up this story because today's special guest is a specialist, a lifestyle specialist and coach for sensitives. And when I first met her, it really took me back, and I took my breath away when I heard her say that, because I have identified in this way for so long. And it is true that the highly sensitive person perceives and feels the world much differently and maybe much more intensely than somebody who doesn't identify as a highly sensitive person. So without further ado, I'd love to introduce you to Nikki Bracco, who is a lifestyle coach for sensitives. She deeply believes that highly sensitive types have a gift, and it really truly is a gift, and that we can use this gift to not only serve, you know, ourselves and better understanding ourselves, but to help serve others and become modern day warriors. She has her own transformational coaching methods and really uses her own intuition to guide her clients so they can rock their sensitivity and celebrate who they are, manage their energy, and thrive as a sensitive person. So without further ado, Nikki Bracco, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you so much. I'm so psyched to be talking about this. It's definitely, I love that story that you shared. It's definitely something very near and dear to my heart too. I have plenty of stories like that for myself as well.
Right. Yeah. And we're going to dive into all of those today because, you know, I find that some people may not even realize, I know with my own clientele base that comes through my door, when I bring up the question, so are you sensitive? You know, at first there's a hesitation because they've been told for so many years that it's a sign of weakness. But, you know, people, once they feel safe to be like, yeah, you know what? I am a sensitive person. I'm going to own this. Their life can change. So with that said, I always start the show the same way. In what way or in what ways did you in your life embrace your shine? Or what dark led you to realizing that this was your true calling, that this is how you are supposed to shine in life?
You know, it's never just one thing or like one moment that kind of happens. I think for me, it was definitely a succession of things. It was growing up very sensitive and feeling like there was something wrong with me, feeling like I was crazy. And then having these just certain instances of my life being like, wow, I feel I'm reacting much differently to this particular situation than other people appear to be reacting to this situation. And I think for me, when I discovered the world of coaching, of health coaching specifically, that's kind of like how I entered into the world. And I had my own coach and I had always been very much into self-development and what I call like self-knowledge. And so when I discovered that world, it was very much like, oh, this is a place where it's okay to be sensitive. It's actually an asset here. It's how you are able to connect with other people on a deeper level because you're listening, you're more, your senses are more intense. So you're picking up on all the different little cues. And so when I kind of found this industry, when I found this community, it was very much like an embracing a part of myself that I didn't think would be able to actually shine. Like I really thought that I was going to have to backbend to fit myself into the world, fit myself into society. So that was definitely a huge part of me being able to really embrace that and find other people that were relating to those similar types of feelings.
Now, I mean, I'm not sure, and maybe you don't know, but isn't the percentage like 30% of us are highly sensitive people?
Yeah, it's based on some of the studies that have been done. They believe it's about 20%, and that's not just with people. That's actually within like other species, so like other animals and stuff like that. Like they will be about 20% of that population will also be considered to be highly sensitive.
You know, yeah, you know, us as humans forget that we are also animals after all. You know, I love this topic so much because, as you said, it can be rather isolating when you feel or when you're reacting in a way that isn't how other people tend to react. And then you can look and appear like overly dramatic or too much. And I know for me, besides, you know, how I felt physically within my body and my body image, my personality and my sensitivity also led me to believe that I was too much. And so I shoved all of that or tried to shove all that emotion down. So for the people that are listening right now, what are some signs or some indicators of what makes a highly sensitive person?
So this is such a great question because a lot of people have an inkling that they're sensitive, but they're not really sure. Some of the indicators usually have to do with like our five senses. So you may go to a party or something like that and notice that like after 45 minutes, you're starting to feel drained. There's a lot of music going on. There's a lot of conversations going on. There's a lot of different energies that are happening in the room. And so say, you know, I'm making up 45 minutes, but it could be 45 minutes. And you're just like, whoa, like I'm feeling tired. Like this is too much for me, or I need to go outside. I need to take a step back. That kind of stuff, whereas you're noticing other people seem to be fine. They seem to be just having conversations, all that kind of different stuff going on. So that's definitely an indicator. There's a lot of times also where you have this knowingness about a situation, but you can't pinpoint it. So that's intuition, right? Your intuition tends to be more heightened when you're highly sensitive because it's definitely that sixth sense. So there's that, and you can't always explain why you know something is wrong or know something is right. You just tend to feel it. You know, another thing is that I hear from a lot of people that they can't necessarily handle scary movies or,
or emotional movies, like, say, you know, that ASPC commercial where it's like, yeah. Oh God, I'm just going to start crying because the dogs and Sarah McLachlan, you know, that kind of stuff, like that, they'll be more apt to cry quicker than, like, you know, the average person. Those you kinds know, of things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I am so that person. Totally. Okay. We have a juicy show, and I can't wait to dive further into this. Mm-hmm. So when we get back, we're going headfirst into what it's like to be a sensitive person, identifying it, and how we can fall in love and find a partner, you name it. When we come back, we're more with Nikki Bracco and more with embracing our sensitivity. We'll be back.
It's a trip I never wanted to make.
What is a master soul gardener? With Nomi Bahar, you can be one too. Her revolutionary Gates of Power method is a comprehensive program that addresses every aspect of yourself and gives you the tools to tend to the seeds of your soul's garden. Let Nomi guide you through and beyond what's holding you back and help you embrace the life you've always dreamed of. To learn more about upcoming classes and workshops, visit gatesofpower.com today.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Francine Vail is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back to Shine On Radio on this February Monday. I am Kelly Wadler, your host and the founder of Shine On Movement, which is an arts and wellness coaching services company who helps people celebrate who they are and what makes them who they are. Today's show is all about a topic that's really near and dear to my heart, that I didn't make peace with about myself until rather recently in the last 5 years. And that is being highly sensitive, a highly sensitive person, and what a gift that can be, and as opposed to a flaw in which I once found it to be so. So we have special guest Nikki Bracco on the show, who is a lifestyle coach and expertise for sensitives. Nikki, before we continue to explore and dive in about this topic, let us know, how can we connect with you? How can we reach you?
Sure. So I have a website, and it's just nikkibracco.com. And if you go on there, you can check out all of the different services that I have and read a little bit about some of my backstory, as how I became a coach and all of that kind of stuff. That's definitely the online hub for me to figure out how to work with me and what exactly I do for highly sensitive people.
Cool. Perfect. All right. So diving back in, we're talking about identifying what a highly sensitive person is, what life looks like for them. And because Shine On Movement is all about celebrating how we feel in our body, how it all ties together. So here's another little story that could tie us into this. I will never forget, my best friend actually still laughs at me, and sister. We shopped, I grew up shopping at TJ Maxx, Marshall's, you know, those kind of great stores. Mm-hmm. And the size on a tag would really trigger me. Mm-hmm. So I'll never forget one time I was in my most insecure years, like in college, and I was home visiting, and my mom was taking me out shopping, and you know, she did this in the most kind way. She just said, you know, you probably want to try this large size on. And that triggered me to an all out 2-year-old toddler fit where I was hyperventilating in between the clothes racks. I do not kid you. It had caused such a, oh goodness. And you know, that because I took my sensitivity just came out as a war against my body and all this all around feeling of too much. So I know you mentioned you can relate. How so?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've definitely had moments like that with of myself, you know, going through just listening to what people are saying about their own bodies and then how that might make you feel towards your body. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I definitely, from a very young age, I want to say the first negative comment that I made about my body was probably when I was like 8 years old. So that is something that I very much is part of my story. And I think that that was because I grew up being a sensitive kid. A lot of people in my life kind of viewed me as a little bit more serious than other kids, I feel like. And I definitely had a very hard time in school. Like, I had a lot of anxiety when I would go to school because it's such an overwhelming experience. There's a classroom, there's a teacher, there's all these different energies, and I didn't understand what was happening. And I don't think anybody else understood what was happening either for me. So I remember crying in school a lot of times. And then as I started reaching like adolescence and I started, you know, becoming a teenager, I just started attacking my body. I would read magazines and just be like, I want to look like this person. I want to look like that person. And cut out all of these different little images. And then I just turned all of the energy, all of that I was feeling inside of myself, all of these different things that I was picking up on, because when you're highly sensitive, you're just picking up on just so many different things that other people aren't. And it just all went towards my body. It was like I was over-exercising, I was dieting, I was emotional eating. At times I was cutting myself, all of those different things, because I didn't know how to make sense of it. I did not know how to make sense of all of these feelings, all of these emotions, all of this energy that was going on inside of me. So, you know, when you're a teenager and especially growing up in the world that our age range grew up in, the next easiest thing to attack was your body, especially for females. So that's kind of how that all kind of transpired for me.
So we're talking about a double whammy here. You know, it's very common that most women, sensitive or not, have challenges with their body image and how they feel in their body. But then when you're sensitive or hypersensitive on top of it, I don't want to use the word hyper, just highly sensitive on top of that, it can really just feel so intense. And that feeling, we have to, if we don't know healthy ways to release it, can sometimes be damaging. It can sometimes come out in the in what you just described, emotional eating, physically hurting myself. So, you know, with that said and with that established, you know, your whole mission is to help sensitives find their place and embrace who they are. So how do we do that? How does a sensitive start rocking their sensitivity?
Yeah, that's obviously a very valid question. You know, it's really about support. I think that when you're a sensitive person, you're much more aware of all of the different mental, behavioral systems that kind of go on in the world. You're obviously going to be drawn to, okay, why am I feeling the way that I'm feeling? Eventually, that's just kind of like how it transgresses. You're going to look for books or research or something that's going to give answers to what you're feeling. And so that's definitely what happened for me. And so connecting with other people that were sensitive that could relate to how I was feeling and basically say, yes, this makes sense. Yes, you are not crazy, because this is actually a thing. This is actually something called being highly sensitive. You know, it's the same thing as how we live in a very extroverted world. We live in a world that praises being an extrovert. So, you know, when introverts kind of started coming into play here, there was a lot of introverts that came out of the woodworks and were like, oh, okay, like this is actually an asset. It's something that's different. So, you know, being a highly sensitive person, I think that the biggest thing that you can do for yourself is to connect with other highly sensitive people and is to talk about it, to just get all of that kind of energy that's inside of you and talk to somebody who's going to get it, who's going to be like, yes, I get that. I get that. I get that. I get that. Because every time I talk to people or talk to, you know, a potential client that's coming to me, a lot of times they just feel completely crazy. They're just, I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know why I react a certain way. And, you know, that obviously breaks my heart, because it's like, I know what it's like to feel that way, to feel like you're crazy. So for me, one of the most healing aspects of this, like that first healing aspect of kind of embracing my sensitivity, was connecting with like a coach that got it, that like knew exactly what it was to be a highly sensitive person. And especially in the realm of body image, I actually went to her for body image work. And then through that work, we kind of discovered that a lot of my being highly sensitive was a kind of contributing to my negative self-image and all of those kinds of things. So that is like the first thing that I would definitely recommend to people, is to get into a space where you're with somebody who gets it and seek out those people, because they do exist.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and what a aha, like what a cathartic moment for someone to put those two things together, as you just said, highly sensitive and taking that out on my body, you know, and that's the whole power of coaching, you know, that's mm-hmm. the whole power of sitting down with somebody and who is going to listen to you at a very intuitive level and just hear what you're already saying, what the deepest depths of you already know to be true, and just sending it back, making it a little bit of sense of it, what we're hearing. So yes, I couldn't agree with you more. I think whenever, you know, a client comes down and sits down with me and we put those two things together, like, oh, you know, were you sensitive growing up? And, you know, maybe have been pretending you haven't been for your adult life, and it's driving you crazy now because you want to explode. Oh, right. Okay. Let's embrace it.
Yeah.
So, when we come back, we're going to be talking about not only, you know, seeking outside support, but what kind of self-care we can implement in our sensitive routine and rituals as well. But before we hop off for break, Nikki, you have a support system that you offer on Facebook, correct?
I do, yes. I have a Facebook group. It's called Highly Sensitive Warriors. And it's a little community where you can come and talk about being highly sensitive and the experiences that you're having and get support from me, but also get support from a bunch of other highly sensitive people that understand it, that get it. And it's a really great, supportive, close-knit little community that we have there. And I'm just always so excited when people share and then they just have that place of release for themselves.
Awesome. I will definitely be adding myself to that group immediately after our call. Yes. Okay. So when we get back, more on embracing our sensitive soul, and we're going to touch upon a little bit of love as well. All right. We'll be back right after this break.
Hold up, Selecta.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Francine Vail is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. By the way,
Yes, I love that song. I was asking my producer, Brian, the incredible Brian, that I love some happy tunes.
Oh, you got them. You got them. That's right.
Yes. Thank you, Brian. Now we all have a big smile on our face. All right. You rock. All right. So, yeah, because sensitive people love to also feel happy. When we feel happy, it's just as intense sometimes as when we're not feeling so happy. So, if you're just tuning in, this is Shine On Radio. I am your host, Kelly Wadler. By the way, you can reach me and my company, which is Shine On Movement, an arts and wellness coaching services company who helps women, but also men, celebrate who they are at shineonwithkelly.com. I love connecting. I love meeting. Please, you know, shoot me an email, shoot me a text. We'll start chatting. Anyway, we are talking about highly sensitive people today and embracing our sensitivity and seeing it as the gift that it is. I finally know for myself to be true that if I was not sensitive, then Shine On Movement would not exist. Because I am sensitive, I am able to step into or deeply listen to or empathize with other people's lives and other people's stories and create a safe space for them to open up about it and see how we can vibrate to our next level and to escalate to their best version of self. So we have Nikki Bracco here, who is the expert on the highly sensitive person and the expert on the lifestyle of embracing our sensitive self. So with that said, Nikki, we were talking a bit before the break about, you know, ways to embrace our sensitivity, and you mentioned support and finding your tribe. But there is also self-care. That has a lot to do with it, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that self-care is essential for everybody, but for highly sensitive people, it's really going to make the difference in their levels of energy and just like overall well-being.
And so what would you recommend as certain types of self-care? And if people aren't even familiar with the term self-care, where do we start?
Well, self-care really means anything that you do that nourishes you, basically re-energizes you, makes you feel more yourself, like a more fully expressed version of yourself. That's how I define self-care.
Mm-hmm. So for the sensitive type, what is there anything you would recommend in particular, or is it all finding out what feels good for you?
I would, you know, it's definitely a lot of trial and error. And I think that that is something that, as sensitive people, trial and error can be kind of hard for us, but it's also really part of how we get to know ourselves. So I know a lot of highly sensitive people can kind of have a hard time with meditation at first. So if they're, you know, just sitting down trying to meditate and like breathing and all this stuff, and they have all these thoughts going on in their head and they're feeling all these different things, all that kind of stuff, it can really be like kind of like a confidence kill if you're doing that over and over again and it's not working for you, so to speak. So I definitely usually recommend for highly sensitive people doing something that's a little bit more physical, where it's like you're getting inside of your body a little bit more and out of your head, because, you know, meditation takes some time. But meditation can really take on different forms. So if you're working out, that can actually be a form of meditation. If you're writing, that can be a form of meditation. So I do usually recommend for people to experiment on more of the physical realm, whether that's dancing for 2 minutes or going for a walk outside, or like I said, writing, doing something where it's just like a free flow kind of writing practice. Those are the things that I usually recommend to start off with first and kind of mold to what you like. And I think that that's the biggest thing for sensitive people, is to make sure that it's something that you really feel good about, because sensitive people have a desire for freedom. And that's usually when I talk to people, the thing that they desire most, they usually talk about freedom. They talk about feeling unrestricted, those kinds of things. So you really want to make sure that what you're doing is not like, okay, I'm going to follow these steps, and if I don't follow these steps,
then I'm doing it wrong or that kind of stuff. It's really about experimenting and figuring out what times of the day is better for you. Like, is it in the morning? Is it in the afternoon? Is it in the evening? Like, make sure that you have that time carved out into your day to take care of yourself, because it's really going to make the difference for your energy and the relationships around you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of this is, you know, giving yourself permission to do that and to take the time to figure out what works well for you and, you know, and make prioritizing yourself to figure out what self-care does feel right. And another place where self-care, you know, comes into play, at least what I find, is my emotions and my feelings can sometimes, and I've said this since I was little, can feel like a drug. It can feel like a huge wave that I can't stop it until the wave crashes and settles down. Like, if I am in the middle of a freak out, it's really hard for me to, you know, just cut it out, as I was told a lot as a child, you know, cut it out, calm down, when really it was just so intense. So where I find that self-care comes into play is, you know, if the emotions are taking over our lives where we cannot, you know, go out and do other things, that's where we can use the self-care as a timeout. So if you're feeling something intense and you got to get it out of your body, or you're going to, or who knows, you're going to freak out or wherever, whatever could happen if those emotions are manifesting and kind of boiling up, having certain outlets like, okay, I'm going to go journal this out, or I'm going to go for a jog, or I am going to dance for 2 minutes in my room, are really helpful ways to release that emotion in, let's say, a healthier, more constructive way sometimes. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it's, I think it's very important to make sure that you are practicing, because it's so easy to fall off of, you know, rituals and like doing those sorts of things, but, and being easy on yourself with practicing, like sometimes it's going to work and sometimes it may not work, but you just have to really stay present and stay aware, within yourself. But as long as you're doing it, as long as you have it in practice, like, you're gonna definitely feel better than if you didn't do it at all. Like, that's for sure.
Awesome. Okay, so we're gonna start talking now about love and finding a healthy partnership with the highly sensitive soul, because from what I know, as we already said, freedom, feeling unrestricted, feeling free, is sometimes challenging when creating a partnership with somebody. Nikki, what are your thoughts on this? We have to take a break soon, but, you know, how is it challenging for a sensitive soul to be in a relationship?
Yeah, it can definitely be challenging based off of the modern kind of the way that we portray relationships, where it's like, want to be with you all the time, have to be near you, must sleep in the same bed together, must be doing all of these things together. It can definitely be a struggle for sensitives when they have that view of relationships, and they actually need to function differently within relationships to have a healthy partnership and for both people to be happy. So yeah, it's definitely a topic that comes up a lot.
All right. Well, when we come back from break, we're going to be diving further into that. And I'll tell you my little tidbits on it as a highly sensitive soul in a relationship with also another highly sensitive person, which I think helps us. All right. When we come back, more with Nikki, more with being sensitive and lots of talking about love. See you in a second.
Just mad about saffron. Well, saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow. Quite right.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Welcome back. Shine On Radio here. Why does the show always have to end? I want to be doing this all day. Anyway, okay, all good things must come to an end. So here we are. We're going to tie in the end of our show with the amazing Nikki Bracco, lifestyle specialist for sensitives, with a topic about love, and not just love, an outward love towards others, but also self-love within. And this is pretty appropriate, speaking as Valentine's Day was yesterday. And I can remember dreading Valentine's Day for years and years and years when I was a single gal, because of not just because I was so aware of being single, it went so much deeper than that, because of this feeling of being overly sensitive and feeling physically bigger than I should be. I blame myself for not being enough because I was too much, too sensitive, too big, too all of this. And I would blame all of those things for not being with a partner. However, love, first and foremost, must come within. And we know this. We all know this to be intellectually and instinctively true. And but it's hard. It's challenging. And what I shared yesterday to my community and tribe via Facebook was when I first, before I met my fiance, Adam, I had made a declaration because I was so sick and tired of the way I was allowing myself to be treated and the way I was treating myself. I made a declaration. And I said, all right, that's it. From now on, I am not inviting someone else in until they want all of this ride, until I embrace and I am honest with how I really am. Because I'm an actor. So I was like, I'm not the jealous type. I'm not emotional, crazy gal, but I was times 10. I'm super sensitive. So when I met Adam and made that declaration, I met him actually soon after I had made that declaration. And what I learned and why I know I have such an incredible partner is, one, he's sensitive. He's not as sensitive as I am, but he's sensitive. And the man listened. The man has been patient with me, and I just know he's there. On the downside of that, not anything that he's doing, on the downside of my own wisdom is I know when something's not right. So if he's ever up to no good, he's in trouble, because I know it and I feel it with all of me, which is a good thing, maybe, unless he's doing up to naughty good, not so good things. But so, Nikki, what's love like for you, your relationship to yourself now in terms of love, and then where you recommend clients to go and where you are in terms of loving someone else?
Yeah, this is such a great topic for highly sensitive people, because when you're sensitive and you're in a relationship, it's very much like what you said. Like, sometimes it can be like too much for somebody. Because I remember being in like some of my past relationships where I would be picking up on something that wasn't right, and I couldn't necessarily put my finger on it. It was just like I just knew something wasn't right. And a lot of times it would be like that back and forth of like, no, everything is fine. And I'm like, no, nothing is okay. Like, there's something not right here. Just tell me what it is. And that can cause a lot of friction in a relationship, and a lot of frustration for sensitive people when they know that something is off, but the other person is maybe not being 100% forthcoming with that information. You know, a lot of the self-acceptance that I have with myself now is definitely from observing myself in relationships, and being self-aware in these relationships, understanding how I'm communicating, really paying attention to that, and understanding how the other person is communicating to me, and realizing that some of these hunches that I had were right. You know, a lot of times when I felt like something is wrong or somebody's not being totally forthcoming with me about something, and, you know, it doesn't have to be anything shady. It just has to be like, this person's not telling me all of their truth. You know, when I started to see all that that evidence, really, it's about gathering that evidence. It really helped me realize, well, okay, like there is some truth to this for myself. I'm not crazy. If something feels off, I need to trust that. I need to embrace that and accept this gift and realize that it doesn't have to be this detriment, this thing that's uncontrollable, or these feelings and all this other, you know, intuition, all that kind of stuff. Like, it doesn't have to be this curse that, when I pay attention, when I'm self-aware, when I am constantly being self-inquisitive, then I can translate that outwards into a relationship. And also, I think learning how to use your words and communicate more effectively, that is very big for highly sensitive people. It's like, you know, make sure that you're doing the work and the research on yourself to understand how to communicate what you're feeling. Like, that is your responsibility. It's everybody's responsibility. So that has been really huge for me in learning how to use my language in a way that people are more receptive. And you know, so that's definitely a huge thing. Communication is absolutely huge. And I think that's the the biggest thing that sensitives can do when they're looking for love or they're looking for a relationship is to just, again, remain self-aware, but also know what your some of your non-negotiables are as far as self-care goes. You know, when you're a highly sensitive person, spending all of your time with the other person might not work for you. And so if you're with somebody who's like a little bit on the clingier side, communication definitely needs to happen there, and there needs to be a conversation about that. Otherwise, resentments happen. Otherwise, it's like, well, you know what? I really just wanted to take a bath tonight and be myself and read a book, but I'm feeling obligated because we're in a relationship together and I haven't seen you in a couple of days, or like whatever it is. So really knowing what needs to be in place for you to take care of yourself, because when you're taking care of yourself, you're going to show up in the relationship a lot better. And that's absolutely something that they need to, the other person needs to know, you know, intimately.
Right. You know, what we're talking about here is what is trust, and not just trusting another partner, but trusting yourself, you know, trusting that what you feel and have always felt is okay. It's okay. And I think as a highly sensitive adult now that maybe had grown up with a childhood that says, this is not okay, you're too much, it's now time to repair that, rewire that thought, I'm more than okay, this is who I am, trust that, and then learn how you can prosper in life with that being who you are. So, Nikki, this was an incredible show. Everybody, I want you to know, go to NikkiBracco.com. She's given out 45-minute complimentary Rock Your Sensitive, Rock Your Sensitivity sessions to anyone who applies. So really, really go ahead. Before we go, in one sentence, Nikki, what would you say, what advice or recommendation would you give sensitives in following their true calling in life? What would be your advice?
My advice would be to follow everything that you are drawn to. The things that you're feeling pulled towards, go towards them. Don't deny those things. If there's an interest that you have, go towards them, and just let yourself connect with those things so that you can be fully expressed. That's the biggest thing. Find those things that can help you feel fully expressed.
Oh, yeah. Nikki, thank you so, so much for coming on Shine On Radio. To everybody who's listening, I am the founder of Shine On Movement and the host of Shine On Radio. You can find me at shineonwithkelly.com, Nikki at NikkiBracco.com. We hope to see you here next week at 12 p.m. Eastern Time and 9 a.m. Pacific Time. I got a lovely body positive show coming on next week. Nikki, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. It was such a pleasure.
Of course. And wishing everyone the best week and a major shine on. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. This hit show celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly each Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. To learn more about Kelly, visit shineonwithkelly.com and tune in next week.